Welcome to the first installment of the EMS Pod with Chief Randall. This particular podcast will be hosted by the Journal of Emergency Medical Services website. I will also have links on my Facebook page and my EMS Pod Facebook group. And why not put it on LinkedIn too? So as we get started on this first episode, I want to tell those of you who don't know me a little bit about myself. My name is Douglas Randall, and I'm one of seven children of Walter and Betty Randall. I'm next to the youngest, and there were six boys and one girl growing up. My sister is the princess, and she's spoiled, rotten, and we're all afraid of her, so do not feel sorry for her. I also have four daughters, and with these four daughters, I've been gifted with six grandchildren. So my family life is pretty stacked, very nice, a lot of fun. And you may be able to hear some of those stories as you participate in these podcasts. As I started my career in the EMS world, I started with the City of St. Louis EMS. This was after a 3-month stint with Abbott Ambulance in St. Louis as an EMT, doing transfers like a lot of us have, right? And then January 2nd, 1996, I was hired with St. Louis EMS, working 911. One of the big goals that I've had at the time, running anywhere from 8 to 12 calls in a 12-hour period, more in the summer months. 12 ambulances crisscrossing the city. It's just crazy. Over 60,000 runs in a year. Per capita, one of the busiest systems in the country. Learning a lot, growing a lot, meeting lifelong friends. Just a wonderful experience. Then, went back to school. And I went back to school because, yeah, the job seemed easy. The job was just getting folks to the hospital, doing a little CPR as necessary. Clean up the back of the truck after the paramedic trashed it. Wasn't bad at all. Not much in regards to responsibility, other than making sure we all made it to the hospital in one piece, right? So I started paying attention to the back. I started watching what the paramedics were doing. And I said to myself, I can do that, I think. This isn't too hard. So I went back to school and I became a paramedic. In that, I learned a lot about me. I learned a lot about helping other people achieve what they want when it came to paramedic school. And I became a really big time helpmate to some of the students. And it helped me learn it even better. And part of that is going on with me today. Because once I got promoted to a paramedic, not long after that, I became a training officer for EMS. And his training officer position became open when both trainers left within 6 months of each other back in 1999. I had a bunch of classes I took, and I was qualified, didn't feel like I was ready, but the opportunity was there. And I became ready. I studied. I enjoyed the teaching. My first couple of times teaching did not go over well. I read cards. I stumbled over the words. I didn't have much confidence. And to be quite honest, it looked terrible. I looked bad. But as I was tutored, mentored, and improved, I became more comfortable with it. So that's what I did. I trained, and two of us trained 800 people in medical stuff. And I did that for 16 years. So as I fast forward to May 2016, I got a bachelor's degree in business management with an emphasis in relationship management from Harris Stowe State University. And I wanted to do something with that. So I applied nationwide and ended up in a town called Plainfield, Indiana. This town was a far cry from the big city. 30 stations, 800 employees. The town had three stations, approximately 80 employees. The one big difference from a big department to a small town, those areas that are required for EMS personnel and management to handle, those items are handled by departments. For example, quality improvement documentation was handled by a QI officer in St. Louis. The EMS supplies, they were handled by a separate department, inventory control in St. Louis City. Training was handled by the Academy in St. Louis City. Billing was handled by an entire department in St. Louis City. When I moved to Plainfield and began working at the Plainfield Fire Territory, I became all of those departments. It was a department of one as division chief of EMS. So the learning began, and the learning began quickly. And I started the job September 2016 and fell in love with it from day one. So this gives you just kind of a snapshot of where I come from and where I am today. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity through GEMS to provide you with this podcast. And this podcast may be the first podcast facilitated by an African-American male. I think that's kind of cool. But definitely a podcast that's going to be unlike any other. Because the EMS pod, the pod has a meaning. And the meaning for the pod is really an acronym. And it stands for Progressive Open Discussions. And we're going to have conversations on this podcast, but anyone that's requested, invited, asked to be on the podcast, the one requirement is that you are prepared for open discussions. Because communication, understanding, and respect all go hand in hand. Some of the discussions that we're going to have on this podcast, they're going to include industry leaders, EMS state officials, medical directors from all types of systems, EMS chiefs, fire chiefs, ambulance directors, training officers, training chiefs, paramedics, EMTs, firefighters, dispatchers, and quite honestly, others as I see fit. The topics will include what's happening out here. What's the best in EMS? How can we therapeutically communicate with others? What do we know about research in EMS, and how are we moving the ball forward? There are so many stories out there, personal stories of EMS providers and some of the things that they have gone through. We need to hear those stories. And I'm inviting those stories on this podcast. I think you should know that there are several careers in the EMS world. And we want to highlight some of those career options for you, because you're going to have experience in a couple of ways. You could come into the job, learn, improve, and do that for 30 years. Maybe you promote, maybe you help others. Or you can come to work and have 1 year of experience for 30 years. We want to know about the state of the state. What's happening in the state of Indiana in regards to EMS? What's happening in the state of California in regards to EMS? So monthly, we're going to highlight a state. They're going to briefly tell us some of their wins in their state and what's happening. We're also going to have a segment affectionately known as What Had Happened Was. So what had happened was ... is a segment that talks about some of the unusual, the weird, the funny, the strange circumstances, situations, calls that we've experienced. And I'm going to need your help on this. I'm going to need you to submit stories. I'm going to need you to help build this leg of the program. So if you would like to participate, you can email me at theemspod@gmail.com. theemspod@gmail.com. I would love to hear of those what had happened was. I look forward to being with you on a monthly basis, and I hope I can gain some friends on this podcast. And as a part of this podcast, to really get to know me, we're going to have to talk about food. So I need you to prepare. And all those food lovers that are out there, we're going to discuss it. So if you're ready to have progressive, open discussions, if you're ready to listen to these discussions, if you're ready to weigh in on those discussions, then stay tuned. I'll see you next month. Have a fantastic rest of your day.